Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice little heat wave here. Hour two, Henry Lake in for Paul and Jor on News Talk 830 WCCO. Man, I like this. I'm like Kirk Cousins. You like that? I like this. I like the heat. I've said this a long time. Now, I know that everybody is a little bit different. So I'd love for you to weigh in about what is your favorite temperature. Okay. And no, please don't call me at 651-461-9226 and say 30 degrees. Let's be realistic here. Okay. All right. We are in the midst of an historic heat wave around the country. And I know what my favorite temperature is, which I'll tell you in a second. And I get it. Like, I like 90s. It doesn't bother me. I'll take 90s. But I know that there are a lot of people out there that don't want it to get anywhere near 90 degrees. Okay? Because tomorrow they're saying that the expected high temperature is going to be 98, which means a lot of people are going to be uncomfortable. But 651-461-9226, what is your favorite temperature in the summertime? Okay? Let me just mention, in the summertime, forget about any other times of year. We're talking about specifically summertime temps. What is your favorite temperature? I'll go first. My favorite temperature summertime is 80. I'll say 80 degrees. I like 80. It's not too hot. It's not cold by any stretch of the imagination. I'm good with 80 degrees. I think that the typical person, though, likes it in the 70s, okay? I think that most Minnesotans are probably going to side with, you know what, give me anywhere between 70 to 75 degrees. But for me, I'll take low 80s any day of the week. And it's funny because, and they kind of called me crazy a little bit when I was living in Kansas City and I was hosting there. In the summertime in Kansas City, I didn't oftentimes put on the AC. And it gets hotter in Kansas City than it gets here. And so I would just crack open the window, and people would be like, well, huh, I mean, it's not really cooling yourself off, right? Turn on the fan. You get enough coolness in the evenings, and that was good for me. But what is the perfect temp, summertime temp, for you? 651-461-9226. The text line already weighing in, 60 to 65 degrees. To me, that's too chilly. That's not even chilly, but it's not hot enough for me. Now, this one, 75 during the day, 55 at night? What's a good night to be 55? And they say zero humidity. I like that. Hey, let's take a quick phone call from Trent. Trent wants to weigh in on this. What's up, Trent?
Hey, not much. Sorry I hit dial right when you said summer only, but I'm not a summer guy.
Oh, come on, Trent. Trent,
what? I want winter year-round.
Trent, what do you have against summer? Come on now.
I want winter year-round.
What do you have against summer is the question.
I tell people that I can't, you know, in the winter you can put more clothes on, but in the summer you take, you know, I take them all off, I'd go to jail. You know, it's going to be too hot.
All righty, Trent.
10 to 20 degrees and 3 feet of snow all year round.
Oh, gosh. All right. Thanks for the phone call from Trent. Now, Trent's has lost his mind. Did he say 10 to 15 degrees and snow year round? Trent, what are you talking about, man? Oh. Trent's he's a wild and crazy guy.
Yeah,
10
guess,
to 15
I mean,
degrees?
I guess Trent needs to, like, move to Antarctica.
I was just about to say Antarctica.
I love snow more than anybody I know, but I also love that we have seasons in Minnesota. So I'm glad you said summertime.
Yeah, I said summertime.
If it's winter, if it's sunny and 23 degrees with fresh snow on the ground, like, I'm happy. That's great. That's awesome. But, like, it ain't February. It's June. And what do I want to do in June? I want to go jump in the lake. I want to get my canoe out. I want to go up north. I want to, you know, maybe do a little fishing or something like that. And for those types of activities, you know, if it gets above 85 or 90, sometimes we're getting sticky. But, yeah, in the 80s, low to mid-80s is great for summertime activities.
I just think that, well, let's – and we'll get to some more of the Texas, and we'll get to a phone call here in a second. But, you know, it's always interesting to me – when people say that in the wintertime, just layer up. That's what they say, right? People do use heat, right? When they're at home? Or do they just layer up? I'm not going to bed in a sweater. I'm tossing on the heat. The layer up thing, yes, I'll layer up. I like a nice sweater on occasion. And I have, yes, a down coat and all of that stuff, whatever, but man, to me, the best season, and it's not even close, is summertime when it's 80s and 90s. And humidity can be a little bit of a struggle. I totally get that. I totally understand that. And not everybody's into the humidity. But at the end of the day, I'll take what I can get. All right, from the text line, 651-461-9226. 65 to 70 with no humidity. We got another one at 78. Upper 60s after a hot spell. But hold on. See, this force is trying to play. They're trying to play both sides of the fence. After a hot spell. What's the hot spell? What's the hot spell that you want to take? 82 every day? I could take 82 every day. I'll gladly take that. 74 and low dew points. I'll ask you, DJ, before we step away from this and take a break. Perfect temperature for you. I already stated that to me, 80 to 82 is perfect.
Yeah. So, again, we're going with summertime temperature.
Summertime,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Then.
If you could go ahead and set it, and it's going to stay there the entire summer. I'm talking about during the day.
Sure. The daytime high.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd go low 80s. I'd go like 82 degrees.
We're the same then.
Yeah, I think
I'm a little bit surprised. I thought you would have went a little bit lower.
But, I really love lower temperatures in the 40s, 50s, 60s, but that's what spring and fall are for, you know? And to me, it's all about what am I going to be doing outside? Mm-hmm. And in the summertime, again, I want to be on the water. I want to be doing summertime recreation. So then it's got to be, like, you're not jumping in the lake and going swimming when it's 55 degrees. No, in the fall, that's a perfect temperature for doing lots of stuff. But in the summer, it's got to be warmer.
It's extremely hot all over the country right now. According to this report from the USA Today, it says in California's Death Valley, it climbed above 120 degrees, while in Phoenix, a man grilled burgers and baked a cake on his dashboard. What? Also, parts of Missouri, Kansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi also saw weekend heat advisories. All right, coming up next. I know that we've been through a whole heck of a lot during the midst of this pandemic, but I want to say congratulations to some very special people. We do that next year. Henry Lake on The Good Neighbor. All right, a few more text messages. From the text line, 651-461-9226. People are loving talking about the temperatures and weighing in about the perfect temp. 75 to 85 and reasonable humidity is wonderful, generally speaking. This is just, they don't even go with an actual temperature. They just making a statement. Minnesota summers are paradise. I agree. 77, light breeze, a couple of puffy clouds with no bugs, no humidity. And then 73, low humidity and dew point with a light breeze to keep the bugs away. You were mentioning something to me in this past commercial break about you said your brother?
Yeah, my brother-in-law moved to Minnesota less than a year ago. So this is really his first real summer. And he, we were out on a boat the other night and he was just marveling at how he goes, summer just hit like 3 weeks ago and he's already been invited to go swimming and boating and to Valley Fair and all these summer activities. He's like, man, you guys really start summer. And I go, I think that's just how it is here, that when the weather breaks and it becomes good weather for swimming and getting on the lake and being outside and all those things, Minnesotans take advantage right away.
We do.
We're on it. We go. And I think in other parts of the country that maybe have more of that type of weather, more warm weather, I don't know, take it for granted, or maybe you just can't. You can't focus on being outside for 9 months out of the year if that's
what you
have.
We take advantage of the weather.
Yeah, yes, we do.
There's no question. I actually, to be honest with you, I think that we take advantage of the weather year-round. And the reason why I say that is because even during in the wintertime, like, I like going to the gym and I'll go work out and run on a treadmill and all that stuff, whatever, right? But even when you're driving around, you'll see people outdoors getting their run in. And I'm talking about below zero weather. And I'm like, whoa, are you kidding me? That's not me. I'll never be that guy.
Yeah.
But we do take advantage of the summertime temperatures because what is your favorite lake to go to?
What is my favorite lake?
Mine is Lake Harriet.
Yeah. Can I say Lake Superior or does that not count?
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, whatever
Lake
you want to say.
Lake Superior for sure, yeah.
Yeah, because I like to go to Harriet and run around the lake.
Yep.
And then I'll just walk up and get me some Sebastian Joe's ice cream if I want.
Oh, yeah.
On a nice hot day.
Yep.
Like, that's my favorite lake of all of them. Mm-hmm. But when you go out there and you're getting in a run, you just see the massive amount of people that are taking it all in.
Yeah.
You can't beat it. We're great for that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Tons of people. I love, too, in, like, spring days, like, the first time it's 50 and sunny, maybe there's still some snow on the ground, but it doesn't matter. People are out. People are going around the lake, getting their bike out for the first time, all those things.
Yep. All right, I want to send a congratulations to, I feel like, all of the high school students out there that have just graduated. And for all of those high school students that haven't graduated yet but are continuing to achieve at a high level. And the reason why I want to send out that congratulations is because, look, let's be honest. They've been through a whole heck of a lot here in this pandemic. And I saw this story about some schools that were dominating Minnesota's 2022 National Merit Scholars list. And it's according to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, two schools that were just absolutely crushing it, Wayzata High in Plymouth and Mounds View High in Arden Hills. So according to the story, Wayzata had 15 recipients. Moundsview had 10. Now, there were several other metro area schools that had a handful of recipients when we talk about this more than 100 National Merit Scholarships in 2022. Edina and Minnetonka claimed 7 and 6 winners, respectively, and 5 recipients attend the Blake School in Minneapolis. Now, the National Merit Scholarship Corporation announced the 2022 winners in 4 batches. The organization announced 15 winners from Minnesota in late April and another 45 in mid-May. And I think that the one cool thing that I loved about the article when I saw it here is that not only do you get the various different schools, but you get the specifics of who these young kids are. Like, they announced in the article the 66 winners that have been announced so far in June, and you have representation from all over, right? Andover and Blake and Champlin Park and Eastview and Eden Prairie and Highland Park and Irondale and Mayo High. I love this. And I just love that we continue to acknowledge these kids, because it's not been easy for young people to deal with the whole thing of trying to stay focused on your education in the midst of a global pandemic. You know, I think that a lot of us will look now and we're talking weather and we're talking about vacation plans and we're talking about what we want to do and we're talking about everything, you know, that's right in front of us, right? Gas prices and inflation, all that stuff, whatever. But before I can even think about all of that stuff, I wanted to take a step back and reflect on what the last couple of years has been like. And specifically for those young people that have had to overcome and endure and make sacrifices and stay focused on the task at hand. So congratulations to all of those young people out there that are National Merit Scholars on this tremendous accomplishment. And that's just absolutely awesome. It really is. So, hey, if you have been able to stay focused during all of what we've been dealing with here the last couple of years, to those kids, you're a badass. That's awesome, man. Seriously, that's some pretty cool stuff. All right, coming up next, I really do feel this, and I'll say it now, that we, without question, with all of the conversation about the LIV Golf Series and Tour, that we have a new face, hands down, of the PGA Tour. And who is it? I'll tell you who. Coming up next, Henry Lake, in for Paul and Jor. All right, there's a combination of a few things factoring in here. But there's no question in my mind that the new face of the PGA is Rory McIlroy. And why would I say that there are a couple things that factor into this? Well, clearly, there's so many Tiger Woods fans out there. And Tiger is never going to be the consistent, dominant golfer that he once was. I think many people felt that way after the multiple surgeries that he had in terms of his back. And then he had the crash where he almost lost his leg. And we've seen him, okay? We saw him at the Masters. We've seen him here recently, a couple ago. But what we've seen is that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That he's not going to play a ton of golf. Like, he's laboring at times with the leg. And so that's the new reality of being a fan of Tiger Woods. And I think that most people didn't expect Tiger to be, you know, dominant Tiger ever again. Like, I don't think that most people expected that even before, you know, the Masters. I think a lot of people maybe want to hope and pray, man, maybe we'll see that Tiger again. No, it's not happening. You just want to see competitive Tiger from time to time. And maybe we will see Tiger Woods be relevant from one tournament to the next. But consistently, I don't think that's going to happen. So who's going to be that new face? Rory McIlroy has been amazing for a while. But I think that he absolutely right now is the new face of the PGA Tour. And I think that he has solidified that with this latest win at the RBC Canadian Open. And I know that so many people are rooting for Rory. So many people are rooting for Justin Thomas, who was phenomenal. Tony Finau. There's some good talent on the PGA Tour, without question. And I think that people need to understand that and recognize that, because there's been so much talk about this LIV Tour. But the reason why Rory is the face now is because of now you've got this the LIV Tour, and then you've got this PGA, and you've got Dustin Johnson, and you've got Phil Mickelson and others, Graham McDowell. They're going over to the new tour that's being put on by the Saudis. And so the PGA, of course, they're going to feel a certain way about this. They're not happy about any of this. Okay? And there are a lot of people that are not happy with these big names going over to this tour because of the, quote, blood money that's involved. Okay? And people have used the term sports washing away the human rights abuses and the killing, the slaughtering, the murdering of an American journalist. Okay? So Rory has been very vocal about his stance. Heck, before he even was well on his way to winning this last tournament, this is what he had to say in response to the LIV Tour.
I think my stance on it has been pretty clear from the start. It's not something that I want to participate in. I certainly understand the guys that have went. I understand what their goals and their ambitions are in their life. And, you know, I'm not, you know, certainly not knocking anyone for going. It's their life. It's their decision. They can live it the way they want to. But for me, you know, I want to play on the PGA Tour against the best players in the world. And, you know, I think for me, I was speaking to a few people yesterday, and one of the comments was any decision that you make in your life that's purely for money usually doesn't end up going the right way. Obviously, money is a deciding factor in a lot of things in this world, but if it's purely for money, it's not, never seems to, you know, it never seems to go the way you want it to.
I love Rory McIlroy standing up because he believes it's the right thing to do and to stay with the PGA Tour and not be involved with individuals with shaky backgrounds when we talk about things that are going on in this world. And the track record of abusing journalists, people in their country. We're talking about murdering people, killing people. Just a terrible track record on human rights abuses. And so he says, no, you know what? I'm gonna stay here. I'm going to be competitive here, and I'm not going for the money grab. I quite honestly do wonder what this will do for the legacy of Phil Mickelson. I wonder what this does for the legacy of Dustin Johnson. And the other reason why I think that this is the moment where Rory McIlroy becomes the face of the PGA is not only just his stance, but that he won yesterday. He won yesterday. That's significant. Because when we're talking about the PGA, we're talking about a tour where competing matters. Whereas the new LIV Tour, they get cut a check. And the competition doesn't matter that much. If you paid attention, which I don't know, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But Phil Mickelson was tied for, what, 33rd in that tournament? It's Phil Mickelson. He's tied for 33rd. I think that Phil could be well on his way to ruining his legacy. Not that he cares right now, because he's making a ton of money. And how do you think the PGA feels about Rory winning and having the stance that he has? Oh, they love this. They love this. Did you see Monahan when he's shaking Rory's hand yesterday after he won the tournament? Oh, they love everything about this. So, yeah, I think that Rory, right now, he's the new face of the PGA Tour. Your thoughts, 651-461-9226, if you want to hit us up on the text line. Because I think that's the way this is going to shake out. And, yes, the competitive angle there should be discussed and talked about. Because if you're talking about a tour where, okay, yeah, these guys are signed, sealed, and delivered, and we know how much they're going to get, as opposed to somebody that's like, you know what, man? I got to make my name for myself every time I go out there, every field that I go into. I think it's going to be interesting to see how all of this shakes out over time. I just don't think that there's going to be a lot of people that eventually will respect this other tour, not only because of who's putting it on, but also because, quite frankly, Tiger Woods is never going to be a part of this. If you want to text the show, 651-461-9226. But coming up next, we'll check in and we'll talk to our guy, Mike Max. You guys know the name. Weekdays at 6:30, also from Channel 4, Mike Max Sports is brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Coal Banker Real Estate. We'll talk to Maxie. He joins us next year on The Good Neighbor. All right, Maxie's joining me, Henry Lake. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO. Maxie, weekdays at 6:30. And on Channel 4, Mike Max Sports is brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coal Banker Real Estate. Yep. Maxie, what's the perfect temperature in your mind? Summertime temperature.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good question.
Summertime temperature.
Because I give you two temperatures. One is like
no, give me one.
If I have to wear a suit and I just am walking out and about, I like it in the 70s, right? Low 70s.
Okay.
When I'm wearing a suit. But if it's just me and it's just a t-shirt and shorts, whatever I want, get me 85 to 90.
See? I'll take it.
Yeah, you too?
I say 82 is perfect, man.
Oh, man, oh, Friday. I don't know how we get from 74 to 97 and then back to 74 this week, but, you know, we'll deal with it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, man. Well, Maxie, it was a good weekend for the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
They took 2 out of 3 from the Tampa Rays over the weekend. Your thoughts on how the Twins did?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the totality of what they did to the East Coast teams without your two top pitchers, Sonny Gray and Joe Ryan, and to win that, you know, in the three-game series, meaning Toronto, the Yankees, and Toronto, to come out in the ahead in the win column, I thought was really pretty significant, pretty impressive. They've still got some holes to fill. I think they've been reminded they probably need some help in the bullpen that they'll go out and try to shore up. But to do that, and then, you know, like on Saturday, Buxton and Correa didn't play, and they still found a way to win against a good Tampa team. Those three teams, Henry, as you know, might all be in the playoffs: the Yankees, mm-hmm. Tampa, and Toronto. Because it certainly doesn't look like the American League Central and the American League West, where they're playing tonight, beyond the first place teams, there's not a lot there.
I mean, you talk about three games where Byron Buxton had five home runs. That's just unbelievable. He's on fire right now.
He just got named American League Player of the Week, by the way.
Nice.
And he didn't even play on Saturday. I mean, he put up those kinds of numbers. So he's got 17 on the year, and it's he just changes the game when he's out there. You're so aware of him, especially when he's playing in the outfield, too. You're just so aware of his energy and what he can do. And, you know, Dave St. Peter made an interesting comment to us yesterday on the huddle. He said, you know, the perfect player to help bring in that next generation of fans, because he's so exciting that you have to watch him. You know, a sport that sometimes people say gets too slow, and the, you know, soccer, basketball, those things, it's ongoing action, football. Buxton gives you that energy, that same kind of feel where you don't know what he's going to do next. I think that's why, you know, his batting average isn't very good. He's only hitting about .230, but you feel like you're going to see something from him every night.
You know, Maxie, the guy that just continues to amaze all Twins fans, and everybody in Twins territory loves him already. If they don't already, they're going to, is Luis Arraez. Yeah. Like, this guy is just, I'm at a loss for words of what he's doing at the plate, man.
Yeah, doing that against the shift. He's hitting the ball the other way. He hit a grand slam. He got a couple home runs here last week.
And, I know.
Wants to play every day. And, I mean, if somebody had told you, hey, they're going to be in first place and Luis Arraez is going to be your first baseman, that'd be a tall order. You go back, Henry, you think about, like I said, about Saturday's lineup when Correa and Buxton weren't in there. But when you think about what they wanted at the beginning of the year, Sano and Kirilloff weren't in that lineup either. That's basically, you know, about half your starters projected going into the season weren't even playing, and that's not unusual for this team. And to still battle their way to where they are has been incredible, but Arraez is a big reason. He can hit the ball wherever it's pitched. I didn't think he'd improve as much as he's improved as a hitter just over the years. He keeps getting better, and he is, and I think this is a little bit to your point, what makes him a natural is he's the smallest player on the team by far, you know?
Yep.
It's like him, and then everybody else is tall, you know?
Man.
And so it's fun to see somebody not as big do well.
You know, Maxie, on Friday evening, a rare Friday where I had off because I was on earlier in the day, filling in from 9 until noon. But I had an opportunity to go over to TCO and Stadium and watch Minnesota Aurora. That was an awesome time. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to go out and check.
No, I haven't been out there, and I don't know if I will. But, I mean, you mean out at the Vikings practice facility, right?
Yep. Yep. They played in the stadium, and I'm going to talk to Sarah Fuller here coming up at the top of the hour. But, man, that's a fun time, bro. I'm telling you now.
I haven't seen them yet. I've been out to the course over to Allianz, and that's been great this year as well, even though, you know, they had a friendly game the other night. But that ambiance has been great, too, especially now when they get into the summer months when it gets warm.
Yep. Have you been paying attention at all to any of the Stanley Cup playoffs or the NBA Finals?
You know, the Stanley Cup just, I mean, it should anger all Minnesota fans that Tampa has dominated hockey at a much higher level than Minnesota has over the last several years. I pay attention to the locals. Ryan McDonough, of course, had a great run there, and he's a Crete and Durham Hall kid, and this is how good I think Crete and Durham Hall's. I'm going to emcee their Hall of Fame on Thursday night. I think this is the second one, second class they brought in, and he's not even in it yet, and he's won like three Stanley Cups. You know,
that's crazy.
That's how good Crete is. You know,
yep.
You got to wait behind Joe Mauer and Chris Wenke, and you know Ryan Harris is going in this week, and Matt Burke and some of those. So I follow them for the locals, but Tampa has been one amazing hockey franchise. You know, Colorado, obviously high power this year, but Tampa has really done a lot of things right. And, you know, obviously they got Stamkos. They got lucky in the draft because they drafted high a while ago, but Brian Lawton helped put that in place as well. So I talked to him frequently about that.
Yeah. All right, so what else you tracking, man? What you got coming up for the show?
Let's see. I did a piece with, so tonight I'm going to talk to Gordy Shaw, the former Gopher offensive line coach, who much travel coach, is coaching down the USFL for Kevin Sumlin down there. Kevin's the head coach of the Houston team, and Kevin and he were up here with the Gophers at one time, so we're going to visit with him. Rob Horn's going to join us from Benilde St. Margaret's. The lacrosse state tournament is here. They're ranked number one. I want to talk to him a little bit about the evolution of that sport and how big it is getting at the local level. And then I did a piece for TV on Theo John, the great player from Champlain Park, who spent this last year playing for Mike Krzyzewski at Duke. And, you know, what a way to go out your college career, do a grad transfer and play for Krzyzewski. Is, and he, pretty interesting to hear his thoughts on that. Yeah,
that's awesome. Hey, Max, yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Yep, have a good rest of the day.
All right, take care. That's Mike Max. Stay tuned for the latest from CBS News and the WCCO Newsroom. Final hour, Henry Lake in for Paul and Jor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.